Kathy Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. Call in number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I want to just mention a couple other points in this article that I was reading, and those of you listening, Stimulating Social Justice. You can find it on eagleforum.org. And it says, the authors of the book encourage teachers to unshackle themselves from tradition and become facilitators for reconciliation of historical injustices. And the book asserts that white supremacy is promulgated by our government and that wealth, power, and special privileges are still being given exclusively to white people. So I think that everybody should be treated equally. I'm all about equal justice. I'm not about the social justice crap, because it's just social justice to me is social injustice. There's nothing just about social justice. To me, it's an entirely a injustice-derived game. But any comments, Bill, before we take this caller?
Yeah, I just go back to the beginning of that, where the federal government is spending tax dollars
this
program where they have no authority to be involved with education. That's a state issue and a local issue. And the 10th Amendment ought to protect us. But, of course, the Constitution has been obliterated in their minds. They don't care about it. And, in fact, that was really the design by a group established in 1891, again in Saratoga Springs, New York, called the National Commissioners of Uniform State Laws. And they have played a major role in the change. In fact, their premise was that they could accomplish these unified laws across the United States by either abolishing the 10th Amendment or enhancing the interpretation of the Commerce Clause and other powers delegated to Congress. Alternatively, they chose to create these commissioners and use the method that they use, secretively by and large from the people, in getting legislation in all the states to be the same. And it's been going on since 1891. They're very, very powerful. First thing they worked on
is
divorce.
Yeah, it is very powerful, Bill. It truly is.
Now, can you imagine if they'd abolished the 10th Amendment in 1891?
No, I can't.
In fact, they've also virtually abolished the 10th Amendment and increased the interpretation of the Commerce Clause and other powers of Congress, besides doing these uniform laws and model acts, which is how they make them changes. And these are attorneys and judges. They're the only ones that can play. And they're in every state. In fact, we found them in other countries. It's a worldwide effort.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, here's an article that I also have from, this is the Telegraph in the UK, and their so-called equality experts say that the witches should be dressed in pink and they should avoid using white paper to prevent racism in nurseries. I mean, what the hell? You know.
Yeah. Johnny's going to be totally distraught, changed, warped for life because he's out of step. Let's not even point out that Johnny's out of step when he's marching.
Yeah, you can't add one and one and get two, but, you know, we're going to be concerned that if he draws a picture of a tree on a piece of white paper, somehow he's going to be a racist. Please, I can't take this crap anymore. Let's take this caller here, and I know this lady who's calling. It's Christine Marfoot in Florida. One of the people who's been a victim of the code Nazis down there and one of the people who's involved with the face-off movement. Hi, Christine. How you doing?
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I just heard that you were talking about the Constitution.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's such an important document that everybody is forgetting. And it's the map of how the country should be run, and all political agendas aside, if they don't fall into the guidelines of the Constitution, then they're unconstitutional. And it's so difficult to bring anything through the court systems to declare things unconstitutional.
Hang on, Christine, because we've got to go to another quick break. This is a 3-minute break, everybody. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodd, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you'd like to call in today, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. My guest this morning is William Taylor Ryle. We're talking about the Constitution and different related constitutional type things, plus a few other things thrown in here or there randomly just to keep everybody who's listening on their toes. I'm telling you. I have a guest or a caller on the line, Christine Marfoot, who has been involved with the Code Nazis down in Florida. And so anyway, Christine.
I guess maybe people don't know, but code enforcement people are out in force in many areas, violating your Fourth Amendment right to be secure in your property and your Eighth Amendment rights to not be excessively fined nor to forfeit your estates. Those basic rights are being trampled. And I was going to comment also that, you know, if you want to take a particular offense through to declare something unconstitutional, it costs so much money and so much time. And I happen to substitute every once in a while. And last year, I think it was, I was substituting for a legal class. And they were, one of the questions was, it was talking about hate crimes, I guess. And they were saying, that a particular section, it was a hypothesis, that this section had been declared unconstitutional. So the city or county had decided, I guess on a lunch hour, that because that particular way something was worded was unconstitutional, they were going to reword it and repass some sort of additional ordinance, and then anybody who found it, to be still the same unconstitutional, idea, would then have to go through the court systems all over again to declare it unconstitutional. So I really just wanted to comment. There are laws on the books, federal laws. I believe some people have already maybe mentioned them. It's U.S. Code 18-241 and I think maybe 242, which make it a federal crime for any public official, because they're the only ones, I believe, who can violate your constitutional rights. I don't think a neighbor can. So any government person who does not adhere to his oath also, which should be perjury, because I believe most government people are required to swear an allegiance to the Constitution, can be prosecuted.
Well, the elected ones are, but are the employees? I don't believe the employees are, but I would believe the elected ones are. Is that not correct, Bill?
I believe that there may be also employees, because I applied recently for a job. It was through a state school. It was a charter school. And I haven't actually filled out all the paperwork yet. I've been so busy. This was my first actual day off, and I need to go in. But they had an oath of allegiance to the Constitution that had to be notarized in the packet. And I said, where do I sign? Where do I put the largest signature, my John Hancock? Where's it going?
Yeah. I mean, you think of your police officers and military in that, but I don't usually think of, but then that's just me. That doesn't necessarily mean one thing one way or another. In terms of swearing an oath of allegiance, Bill, you got a comment on this?
Yeah, a couple. Christina, it's good to have you on, and your enthusiasm for the Constitution is admirable. I would suggest that since our country has changed so drastically after the war between the states, that the state constitutions have pretty much been obliterated in the minds of most people. They don't even know they exist. And in fact, the federal constitution was to be limited to federal jurisdiction. And through the 14th Amendment, they have expanded it beyond belief. And because the 14th Amendment is not valid, that really isn't true. It's not lawful. And I would encourage everybody to look at their state constitutions relative to property rights. Those are to be protected by the state constitution. The federal constitution is not involved in that lawfully, but they've extended themselves and obliterated the concept of the 10th Amendment, as I said earlier, and the fact that there's enumerated powers for the federal government, and Congress can only do 17 things. It's at Article 1, Section 8, and then, of course, the last one, which they say is elastic, necessary and proper legislation, which has to conform with the previous 17 and not extend beyond it. The other thing is, as far as oath of office is concerned, those elected officials and some others do take oath of office. The state constitution prescribes the oath that those in the state must take. The federal constitution prescribes that for the federal officers. But everyone in government reports to somebody who has taken an oath and is bound by the oath of the boss. And so everyone is controlled by the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of your state. And our particular oath says, I, whoever it is, do solemnly swear or affirm to support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this Commonwealth, and to discharge the duties of my office with fidelity. Now, attorneys take that oath plus the additional oath to the courts, so they're really bound to the courts primarily. But the problem we have in all of this is, as you point out, people don't follow their oath of office. They don't read the constitutions. Attorneys and judges don't study it in law school and don't practice it. And, in fact, it's pretty much been thrown away, both state and federal constitutions. But most of our daily functions should be, in fact, the governments in our respective areas, local, county, state, should be controlled by the state constitution. The federal government really has no authority, no lawful authority to be messing around in it.
Yeah. Christine, you got any comment? Otherwise, I'm going to thank you for calling and grab another caller.
I'm going to comment that the Florida Constitution parodies, parents, I guess I should say, the federal Constitution in many respects. There is also one clause, I believe it's in Article 1, I don't know if it's in the federal Constitution or not, but it says that a person should live free of government interference in one's private life.
That's a state constitution. Yeah,
and it's definitely not practiced here nor held. And there need to be penalties for those who don't, rather than for people who are being harassed.
Well,
that's my comment.
Your county sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer in the county, and anything that goes on in the county, he can stop if he or she, if in fact they would follow their oath of office. They are the only elected peace officer in the county. And of course, this deputies are he or she when they're acting in as deputy sheriffs. And so we need to turn to the sheriffs to say, do your job and start arresting these folks. I don't care who they are. When they come into the county and want to break the law, the sheriff can escort them out of the county or find them a place to stay for a while. He's supposed to be in charge of the prisons in the county. That's not the case anymore, generally, but it should be returned to that.
Yeah, well.
So I guess how did he arrest his boss?
I couldn't hear what you said, Christine. Say that again. Speak up a little, if you would, please.
I just said, how does he arrest his boss or his boss's boss?
His boss or bosses are the people of the county, not anybody in government. That's the truth of the matter. And if you start studying the powers of the sheriff, they have always been in this country. Now, I understand that Florida was a Spanish country, Spanish territory before it was acquired and turned into a state. So they had Spanish common law, not English common law. But nevertheless, sheriffs have been in Florida forever, and they are the most powerful peace officer. They're called law enforcement officers today in the county. No exception.
There's been a couple of examples just recently of different sheriffs, say, I'm going to say Wyoming, Idaho, up around there, stopping, like, the Bureau of Land Management and the Forestry Service from closing some of the public roads and eliminating access for people into, these different public lands. So, sheriffs have stepped in, and there was a sheriff who actually, the hell was this? I read this the other day. I think it was in New Mexico, but they had weren't allowing them to harvest trees in that. And one of the congressmen down in New Mexico actually cut the first tree down, and the sheriff was there as well and said, if you stop, you try to stop us, we'll arrest you. And so there have been a couple instances, Christine, where sheriffs have actually, stood up and defended the Constitution and the rights of the people. But unfortunately, we don't have enough of that going on.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead, Christine.
Oh, I was just going to say, in case you don't have sheriffs who take their oath seriously, who arrests the sheriff?
Actually,
or do you?
That there are checks and balances in the framers' design. I'm not sure how the structure is in Florida, but in Pennsylvania, the coroner, according to the law, the coroner is the equivalent of the sheriff, and if the sheriff's not available, the coroner performs the duties. He has, in fact, serves papers on the sheriff, and, in fact, can arrest the sheriff if the sheriff is violating the law. If that doesn't work, each township in Pennsylvania has one or more constables. Those are also sworn peace officers elected by the people, and their bosses are the people. And two or more constables can effect an arrest on a sheriff. The framers knew that men are basically tend to be corrupted. And
yeah,
particularly by money. In fact, originally the sheriff. Well, there's some music.
We'll finish this when we come back. Art in Philly, we're going to grab your call next. Christine, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to contact me, there is a contact button on my website, so please feel free to do so. I want to say hello to everybody who's carrying this programming and to our latest station that carries our programming, KHFX, 1140 AM in Dallas and Fort Worth. Hello, everybody in Texas who is hearing this show. And if you are into Facebook, you can find Republic Broadcasting Network with updates and different things on Facebook. So it's Republic Broadcasting Network is the name on the Facebook page. So, hey, check it out. 800-313-9443 is the number. And my guest this morning is William Taylor Ryle, my local constitutional buddy. And we've got another caller, Bill. So let's take this caller. Did you want to finish what you were saying with Christina's comments before we grab this caller?
Yeah, if you don't mind. The checks and balances, as an example, in Pennsylvania, originally the sheriff could only hold a term of 1 year, and he could only be a sheriff one out of 4 years. So every 4 years he could run again, and it was the same with the treasurer for the county. And the reason was because they dealt with the money. And, you know, money does tend to corrupt folks. And so they were trying to limit the effect that that might have. And the other component that people need to remember is that grand juries and juries are the people speaking for the community, the county. Juries can only extend within the county. And so Those people who break the law, the sheriff would convene a grand jury, protect them, elect a foreman. The foreman would then run the grand jury, not the district attorney, and indictments or presentments would be delivered by the grand jury, and then the sheriff would execute those indictments. The district attorneys have assumed the chief law enforcement officer position in the counties these days. They're not. They are, in fact, the chief prosecutors. They hold the office of attorney at law. They're part of the judicial branch, so they couldn't possibly be in the executive branch. There'd be no separation of powers. But unfortunately, that's not the way it is today.
Yeah,
we need to fix
yeah.
it. We need to go back to the structure of government that the framers put down on paper for us.
Yeah. I'm hoping Art's still on the line with us. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear
sure.
me?
Sure. Yeah, I can hear you okay. Go
all
right
ahead. All right. Being from Pennsylvania, I assume both of you know we have big, big problems here. And our Constitution, state and national, are really failing us to deal with the issue. I'll give you
they're
a couple
not failing things. Us. The people are not applying them. Nothing wrong right. with the Constitution. It's
okay.
the application
but,
thereof.
All right. There's a website called noplaceforcorruption.com. Will summarize quite a few of the facts. But, for instance, the National Constitution Center, run by the Annenberg. That's the same Annenberg crime family that basically works with Al Capone. It's an atrocity that our national constitution is in a building run by the Chicago Syndicate in Philadelphia. That's one of the things that just fucked up the Constitution. Our governor, Tom Corbett, is basically in bed with the rackets. He worked for Waste Management Systems. He was put in power by the Bucks County Republican Party, which is corrupting the entire state. The same thing with the lieutenant governor, Cawley, was the understudy of State Senator Tomlinson, who was the other person besides Vince Fumo who put the casinos in our state. Corbett was the prosecutor, the attorney general for the state. He did nothing while the mob put all these casinos in our state.
What was the last governor doing, Rundell? Did he do anything about
Rundell
it?
Rundell was part of it, too. Rundell was basically in the mob, too. In years past, back in the 70s, the Ciccoliani family, which is the Italian mafia, ran Conshohocken. So Montgomery County prosecutors put the mayor and the police chief in jail, and they had a county detective run it. The thing they didn't catch was the Ciccoliani family paid off political figures right by the end of the fall with homes where Arlen Specter lives and where Ed Rundell used to live. Rundell was put in power by the Bucks County Republican Party by Senator Tomlinson, who put in Lieutenant Governor Cawley in power and said that Rundell is their greatest ally for getting gambling in Pennsylvania without a voter referendum. And then the one before that, Swicker, was the one involved with the fraud in privatizing a school. And we're seeing how that's working out in the Philadelphia school system to the tune of a $600 million debt. And the same with Tom Ridge. Tom Ridge's power broker was, and actually the three Republicans, Tom Ridge's power broker, along with Corbett and Swicker, his power broker was none other than Bob Asher, the convicted felon okay. or state treasurer, blew his brains out. TV.
Well,
why is this guy basically...
Okay, so I mean, we know corruption exists here, and it exists everywhere. So
the point is, given that this is the issue in the state, that they got the governor, they got the attorney general, they got the state senate committee for Greenleaf, they most likely they got the attorney, you know, the police prosecution. What is the avenues we can use to basically put these people in jail? I'm living in a town right now that's being taken over by the mob. If you want to see a city that's already been overrun by the mob, look at Ben Salem. That's where the first casino went in. That's where they have major drug smuggling rings. They've covered up murders.
All right. Let me suggest something. You ought to look a little deeper than the mob. Who's protecting those guys?
Hang on, Bill and Art. We got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Bill, you can make that point when we come back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. Don't go away. We're talking about all kinds of things today, so you can throw your 2 cents in, too, or three if you have 3 cents. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you would like to call in this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. There's a lot of good information on there, so please go there. And there's also a tab for my buddy William Taylor Ryle up there as well, with some of the documents that he has written. So take a peek at that stuff too, if you would. And so now, Bill, do you want to answer Art's questions or comments?
The real organization, if you will, that's creating the problem, working for a number of other groups, don't get me wrong, is the Bar Association, the attorneys and judges. And it's been going on for, like I said, 150 years. If not longer. I mean, it really started at the beginning and has been going on through centuries. But the point is, if the courts and attorneys who are supposed to be learned in the law were understood the Constitution and strictly followed according to original intent, then you could file a suit against anyone who violates the law. A jury would, in fact, hear the case, judge the law and the facts, and more than likely would find a guilty party to pay or to go to jail or both. And unfortunately, we don't have that system anymore. The attorneys and judges have taken over all three departments. They control it. All the people you mentioned, all the governors, Greenleaf, they're all attorneys. And they belong to a club that's going to run this country and have been for a long, long time. The Pennsylvania Bar Association has been at the heart of corrupting our state. And they protect them. And when you have a district attorney who's an attorney, allegiance to the court, in charge of the executive department, if you will, not the sheriff, then what you have is attorneys running it. And I would suggest to you that most party bosses are either attorneys themselves or are controlled by attorneys. And in government, no one at every level, as far as I can see, does pretty much anything without talking to an attorney, a solicitor, somebody in the judiciary who tells them what they can do and what they can't do. And so we don't have separation of powers anymore. We have a judiciary running this country for bankers and politicians and others. But bottom line is, they're the ones that are supposed to be stopping this. They're the ones learned in the law, allegedly, but they're not. They don't study the constitutions. They don't study historical documents, and they certainly don't look to the Bible for the basis of our law in this country, which is supposed to be. And so I would suggest the real problem is those in the judiciary who have subverted our country. Now, there are good attorneys. People can form, but they need to stand up and say, no, we're not going to do this anymore, and use their knowledge and their position to stop it. We, the people, ultimately, aren't we the ones really responsible?
Art?
One of the solutions is to, and it's been knocked down every year, it's been attempted, but it needs to continue, get a civilian review board over the Pennsylvania Bar Association. The other one is, when you said who did it, it's real simple. Arlen Specter was the head of the U.S. Senate Judicial Committee. He did it, along with, for the past 8 years, Tom Corbett, who's now the governor. He was the attorney general.
But Art, they didn't start it.
But it's, you know what? They're all crooked. The better thing is to try to find the one who isn't. Art, you can go on ad infinitum.
I agree.
Names of people who are crooks. So we'll be here till hell freezes over.
That's what I want to do here.
All right. So that's what it is today.
How do we basically go after them? All right. The changes are needed.
Here's a suggestion. People need to learn the truth, learn our history and our law, to a point where they can say with certainty, Mr. Government official, you can't do that, not lawfully, and stand together with others. And we need to have, in fact, grand juries who will indict these folks. And we need to have juries that will convict them. And they're not above the law. They think they are, but they're not. The sovereignty in this country exists in the people, not the government, and not the state. It's the people. And when we, the people, start taking our government back by standing together and saying, no, we are not going to allow those in government to continue to violate the law. And it'll take courage and standing together. Get a sheriff in your county. And that's tough in Philadelphia. I grant you that. We are trying to create sheriff brigades in every county, that is the organizations of people, to help the sheriffs of the counties understand their duties and responsibilities and encourage them and to stand with them. The sheriff has the authority to deputize everyone in the county. Every able-bodied man, 15 and older, used to be, but I think a lot of women are able to exercise a great deal of control. And so I would say everyone. And we need to stand with those who, in fact, follow the law and reject those who don't. Get them out of office, indict them, do all sorts of things. Sue them.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, then I'm going to cut you loose here in a second, Art. And are you moving a lot of papers around? Please don't do that, because it comes out through the mics and it's going out there and we're not hearing everything Bill's saying because of the rattling of papers. So, but what are you doing? Have you tried to educate some of your neighbors as to what's going on? I mean, what kinds of things people need to take? I'm going to say, honestly, and this isn't directed at you specifically, Art, but just in general. I mean, people want to be the change that they want to see. And I hate that. Sounds like some leftist cliche, and I hate that. But it really is a fact. If you want people to wake up to what's going on around them, then it's up to you to tell them, because nobody else is going to do it. So you got to do it. What do you do to educate your neighbors, Art? What have you done to educate your neighbors? Anything? If not, you need to. Give them this information.
Now, wait a minute. What I've done is, for instance, that every election for the past 10 years, I find out who the voters are for the party that's got the crook in there, and I send them out letters every election.
What about in between that time? Because there's a lot of work to be done the other 364 days a year. What about those days? Once a year ain't going to cut it, Art. It ain't happening. You can see that already. It's not working.
Right, but it can't just be me. I've been putting. I mean, I've helped out a lot.
No, but that's. But I'm telling you that one day a year isn't sufficient, Art. We've got Rome is burning. One day a year, throwing your 2 cents in isn't going to help anything. You know, you and for everybody else out there, this can't be a one day a year effort. That's why we are where we are, because people think, okay, November 4th or November 2nd, you know, I'll just go out and I'll vote these pricks out and a new set of pricks comes in and nothing changes, because nobody has any idea that under other 364 days a year, anything about these people. Oh, he's got a couple of kids. He owns a dog. He gives a few bucks to charity. He must not be a bad guy. Look at his wife. She's kind of pretty. Okay, that works for me. I'll vote for him. The problem is because we've not done anything. All of us, all around the country, have not taken responsibility for our nation, and that's why we are here today. And I'm going to give you another 30 seconds, Art, and then I'm going to cut you loose here, kid, because I've got another call.
The two of you as fellow Pennsylvanians, we both have the same problem in our state. So I'm interested in possibly working together, come up, brainstorm with some ideas, and start making some changes. Because you're right. It needs to be done 24/7, and you have to take them down with 1,000 cuts.
I would offer this: the oath of office and the documents that they take a solemn constitutional oath to support, obey, and defend is the solution. The law is the solution. We need to understand and demand that everyone in government at all levels strictly follow the Constitution, understand it, and strictly follow it the way it was originally intended. And don't listen to these attorneys who, frankly, don't know themselves. The people need to take our country back.
Right, and we got to prosecute the prosecutors because they're not doing their job.
The sheriff ought to be arresting a lot of them. That's what ought to happen. And they ought to be indicted by grand juries, and they ought to go to trial. That's correct. And I don't think it would take too many. The rest of them would get the idea.
Well, no, look at those couple of sheriffs that were blocking the BLM and other agencies from preventing the people from going on their land. And they said, no, you're not going to do this or we're going to arrest you. It only needs to take a handful of sheriffs to get the message out there that you're no longer going to be allowed to just run roughshod over the American people.
And it happens at the county level, and the sheriff has the power. And that's right. The solution is local. And we need to get sheriffs that have courage, like those out west. Sheriff Richard Mack is very courageous, obviously.
Yep.
And he's done a tremendous amount of work in trying to help people understand the power of the sheriff. And if we, in fact, would follow his lead and say no.
We'd be in good shape. Art, I want to thank you for calling, Art. I appreciate it. And we're going to grab another caller here, Bill. Let's go to Lark in Texas. Hey, Lark, how are you?
Well, hi, Maggie.
Hi.
I so much enjoy William coming onto the program. Really appreciate what the both of you do.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, he's
now,
a smart cookie, isn't he?
He
makes me look good, doesn't he, Lark?
Don't we love it when people make us look good, huh?
Hey, it always worked for me. I was never afraid of hiring someone who was as smart as I was. You know, it makes you shine, so what the hell, why not?
Well, absolutely. Now, here's what I'd like to post today for you, William, and you, Maggie, your listeners. Now, the American Bar Association, note that word, association, was formed in 1878. The National Lawyers Guild was formed in 1937. Now, both of these organizations arose from the so-called progressive movement in America, which was in the aftermath of the war between the states. Now, the progressives had a system that was copied from the French. And in many respects, it was also copied from the Inns of Court, City of London, from the British. And it arose from that word syndicat, from which we know the English word syndicate, which was a union of trade associations. So it included, in essence, trade unionists and trade associations. Essentially, these were people who were hoodwinked and or induced to join a collectivist body for the promotion of trade within their particular trade group. Whether you were a union member and you were largely employees of a business, were a corporation or you were a member of a trade association like lawyers or doctors or university professors, and it goes on and on. So what I would suggest, and I'm going to pose a direct question for you, William, I would suggest strongly that what we have in America today, whether these people are aware of it or not, they are in fact members of an organized crime gang. And what I'm referring to specifically in this instance is lawyers, attorneys, and counselors at law. Many of these people are induced to go into these fields because, after all, the pay is pretty good, and the status within our society is quite much in evidence. I suspect that what happens is that these people, they spend a lot of time, effort, and money going to law school, then they obviously want to start cashing in so they can pay off those student loans. And then, obviously, they want to be pillars of our community. And, they want to get rich.
What's the question here, Larry, for Bill? Because we're kind of running up against the clock here.
All right. The question is, are not these people criminals and traitors, whether they know it or not? And I'm speaking specifically to the trade group or trade association, lawyers, counselors at law, and attorneys at law.
Well, I would, first of all, the new error bar, as you correctly said, started in 1878. New error bar. There were bar associations before that. But again, the new era after the war between the states, as you correctly said, totally different world here. And that's probably primarily because of the so-called 14th Amendment that really gave rise to that. But the associations of attorneys and their actions, yes, they belong to a whole lot of bar associations. In Philadelphia's example, there are bars down to the neighborhood or the belief. There's even a gay bar association in Philadelphia. So what we have is attorneys who, as you said, grab power. A lot of them go in and start exercising this power in ignorance because they haven't studied the law. They've studied cases and procedure, and they believe that's all they have to know. And so we don't have going back to the original document, and that's by intent. The case method was developed just to do that, to move the agenda forward and to control what's going on. And what we need to do is say it's not the law. What you're doing is unconstitutional and unlawful, therefore it doesn't exist, and we do not have to comply. Unless they can have lawful constitutional authority to do something, they have no authority, and they have no immunities, by the way. Unfortunately, they're in charge of the judicial system. So where do you go? The people need to get back to the juries and indict these folks, and if a district attorney or a judge or any attorney violates the law, they should be indicted.
William, do you not think that since these people are, in essence, racketeers operating outside the law, should we not at least come to the realization as a people that these people are, in fact, members of organized crime gangs? They are racketeers.
Well,
because we know our judicial system is messed up and has been hijacked for a very long time, in which case, my question remains, are these people not criminals, yes or no?
When they violate the law, they operate outside the law. And what do we call those folks? We call them outlaws.
Criminals.
Well, they're outlaws. By definition,
yes,
they're outlaws.
Yes, they are.
And therefore, they have. Now, when they combine with others, they become a criminal racketeering scheme. The answer to your question is, if the crime fits, they need to be prosecuted for the crime.
Thank you very much.
Individual attorneys could be prosecuted, politicians, on and on and on. And we need to get our system of law back under the people's control. It's not now.
Well, I thank you very much for your answer. It was very much on point, and I think if the listeners were listening today, we learned something very fundamental and true about one particular trade association in this country. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks, Lark. And that, for everybody listening, Lark is the host of Just a Numerican, which I think he's on at 3 o'clock Central Time on Saturdays.
2 o'clock.
I believe. 2 o'clock? Okay. 2 o'clock Central Time. Thanks for calling, Lark. Take care.
Uh-huh. Yes, Mark. Thank you.
So anyway, Bill, well, we've only got a few seconds till we hit the last and final break for this show for
there
this day. There's the music. There's the hint music. We'll be right back, everybody, in 3 minutes. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and this is, of course, the final segment of the show before the fat lady sings again today. So, my guest, William Taylor Ryle. Hey, you know, Bill, I was just reading something while we were on the break, and something up on the website, up on RBN's website, and it's talking about the title of the article is The American Dream, 18 Examples of How Christians Are Being Specifically Targeted by Big Brother. And, you know, I'm always rambling on about Big Brother all the time on this show. And, you know, here's one down in Texas. The Department of Veteran Affairs actually tried to ban prayers that include the words God or Jesus during funeral services for veterans. And I know I had read that. This is a compilation of different things these people have been up to, but it's just an amazing thing. And so these are the kinds of things, you know, when we were talking to Art earlier, what are you going to do? Well, you got to tell your neighbor who probably has, most people probably have no idea that that has been done. Well, then take and print these articles out and take them around to your neighbors and say, hey, did you know this? Did you know that? Do you know that they want to tell you you have no right to eat what you want to eat? Do you know that they want to take away your access to vitamins? Do you know this? Do you know that? Most people don't have any idea. And I think sooner or later when, you know, reality slaps people in the head, that's when they're going to wake up. So you got to prop that slap in the head to come sooner than later, I believe. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways I think that we can rile the masses to get them out of their slumber and wake them up. And certainly giving them information is key.
Absolutely right. When you start to question, you know, usually you're right. When something dramatic happens, people begin to question. But you can start questioning even the money system and talk about that in the checkout line. You know, what are these Federal Reserve notes? You can have all sorts of discussions about what has gone on once you learn. And people will, if they get bit, and he won't, but when they get bit, they'll begin to say, well, what else have they done? And start saying, wait a minute, you can't take God and Jesus Christ out of the public square. That's the foundation of our government, of our country, of our society. And the reason they're doing it is so that the state becomes the ultimate authority, not God. And
yeah.
Therein lies the problem. So we need to get back to the absolute, and that's always the intent. Whatever, you know, whatever makes you feel good, or the end justifies the means. That's not our law in this country, and the solution is to return back to the law, the real law that our country is based on, and stand on it, and don't compromise. There's absolutely no room for compromise, not on principle.
Well, unfortunately, that's, when Lark was talking about and are talking about all the corruption and that stuff, you need to talk to your neighbors and wake enough people up. It's a numbers game.
I really believe that. Every opportunity. That's right.
Yeah,
every opportunity.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you for coming out with me, Bill. I know I always enjoy it, and I think the listeners like to hear what you have to say in your perspective on the Constitution and related documents. It's always a very illuminating 2 hours when you're on with us, so I appreciate it. I want to thank you and everybody. You can find what William Taylor Ryle has written. Some of the documents that he has written are up on my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, and you can find stuff. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. Better days are coming. We've got people like William Taylor Ryle in the world fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart. I'll be back tomorrow, and there's another great show that follows mine. So just remember, the sun will come up tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100